B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Today's Dirty Laundry is all about Boston, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you who is coming to town. It's a star-studded film,
wow.
And you're going to be tripping over movie stars.
Okay, let's do it.
It's crazy. But first, how do you get a date, a lunch date, with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon? Well, all you have to do is donate to charity. Here they are talking about, I think it's kind of a goofy little video, but here's a little snippet.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm Matt Damon.
And we'd like to invite you to come to L.A. and have lunch with us. And
yeah, basically we'll fly you and a friend to L.A. and you'll come to
home. You gotta spice it up. You gotta make it appealing, right?
Spice it up.
But like right now, no one wants to come have dinner with this guy. Well, let's do another chance.
You and a friend to L.A. and you'll come to
home. You gotta spice it up. You gotta make it appealing, right?
Spice it up.
But like right now, no one wants to come have dinner with this guy. Well, let's do another take and you like sell it. Push it.
Hey everybody, it's Matt Damon.
Dude, not you don't act, don't be weak.
You like, just said
human beings don't behave like that.
Anyway,
so
you get the deal.
It's the buddy comedy everybody needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if
trying real hard to not try hard.
To omzac.com, which is a charitable
What's
website.
It for?
It's for the Eastern Congo Initiative and water.org, because Matt Damon is really into fresh water for
the Congo.
For everybody,
oh,
all over the world. But
yep.
It's right there. And so if you donate, you get a chance to possibly fly out to L.A. and hang
Would
out.
You like that, LBF?
I would love to have lunch with
would
them.
You like to have
I really
lunch
would.
With them?
And
who would he sit next to?
Ben. And
right
I'd
right
say,
in the middle.
What?
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Ben, what happened with Jennifer Garner?
Oh, you need to know,
yes.
Right? I think
Matt,
you do
I'm like,
know.
He's so normal that I'd be like, whatever. I want to get into the deep, dark secrets of Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Also, I think he's cuter.
Well, there you have it.
That's my thing.
We got to
he
the
looks great,
of it.
By the way, because he's sober now, and he's thinned out, and he doesn't look puffy anymore, and he looks really good.
Yeah.
And he's dating that Ana de Armas.
She's in, what movie was that?
Knives Out.
She was good, right?
Okay, you are going to be tripping over movie stars in 1 month.
Because
Netflix is filming this movie called Don't Look Up. It's about scientists trying to tell people that the end of the world is coming.
It's like Chicken Little.
Them. Yeah, Chicken Little. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who's going to be here?
Oh.
Meryl Streep, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Jennifer...
Lawrence, sorry. Wow.
Yeah. And Rob Morgan, and maybe Jonah Hill, and all these other people. And they're going to be filming in Boston for a long time.
You going to give us a warning when they're here?
Yeah, I will.
Great.
I'm going to be stalking. I'd like to meet Meryl Streep or Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait, the traffic's going to be crazy.
No.
Right? You don't think so?
No. It'll be fine.
Walking streets.
Yeah. Well, anyway, casting director, this Judith Bonley, she said they're looking for actors to...
Well.
Yeah, not to
act
star
alongside.
In it.
What do you need?
Stand aside. Yeah, see, you could be an extra.
I could be an extra.
You are so extra.
You could be. I don't want to.
But,
you know, the problem is the camera doesn't like me. So
the camera likes
no,
you.
No, it doesn't.
You have a weird perception of yourself.
You
and
think
I'm,
so?
Yes, I do.
So you're saying I'm leading man material?
Yes, you
okay,
are.
I got that out
Judith
of it.
Judith Bonley.
Leading extra.
She did the casting. She did the casting for Hubie Halloween. And just quick thing.
Yeah.
WHDH reporter Elena Pinto was fired because she broke her contract by appearing as a anchor in Hubie Halloween.
They fired her.
I think that was a little
bit
harsh, WHDH.
I think they set an example. If you break contract... You're
how about
out.
Like a slap on the wrist? We're big into slap on the wrist.
How about the next person who wants a slap on the wrist?
Then you're setting. Like
I mean,
you're
I feel
saying,
bad for Miss Pinto, but you know who's going to have to help her out?
Who?
Come on, Sam. The Sandman. Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's right.
He's the one who hired her and got her fired.
Okay, yeah.
He needs to step up.
Yep, give her
opera man.
That's right.
Get in there. The Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Playing your foosball.
Ubi doobie.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to Adam to maybe get her a gig or something. Bobby Boucher.
Yeah.
Playing your foosball.
Ubi doobie.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Ubi doobie. I just think, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to Adam to maybe get her a gig or something.
Right.
You know? She's leading person material.
Obviously.
Leading lady. Yes, right. All right, 6:51. Billy Idol. He's your 80s artist of the day today. 8 o'clock, $500.
Amazon Echo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.